Chatterboxers.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, what's up? we just all happened to be on at the same time.
Weird.
Why don't we do this podcast thing?
Hello.
Hey, I'm Rob. We should probably get in the habit of introducing ourselves.
Yes, probably a good idea. Probably a good idea.
That's what people who do podcasts do. That's what they do.
Okay.
That's a normal thing to do.
Okay.
And a good practice.
I'm Michaela. I'm Michaela. And that guy over there is, what's your name?
Michael.
Right on. And we have a guest.
Hey.
Soon to be what, two guests.
Is someone shaving? I hear shaving.
I thought it was something.
It's the AC.
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry. It's me. It's Des. And I'm on my back porch because it's the only place I can be where you won't hear a baby. So the air conditioning just kicked on. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were on your back because since you got married, you know, sex and stuff.
Not as much as I'd like, unfortunately. Oh, babies.
How is Astrid doing?
Oh, she's doing pretty good. She sleeps like a champ at night. I don't have any problems with her. She goes right to sleep. She's sleeping 6 hours now, but during the day, she sleeps 5 minutes. And then she gets all cranky because she's tired. So, yeah, that's fun.
Oh. Steph says she can't remember her password.
Oh, God.
Do you need a password?
And the password
She's having, I think, the same issue that Des and I had where we have to do that circular thing.
Yeah, well, you know, you're going in through your phone and then you have to get stupid Messenger, and then you click on the link in Messenger, and then you have to log in with your Google stuff, and then it's like takes you to finally to Hangouts. I was like, okay, stupid. Much work for this podcast.
Jeez,
it's a chore.
Relaxed, it's a chore. Podcast.
Yeah, why can't there be? I don't know. Even like, God, this is annoying. Skype sucks. Like, yeah. There's just no good way to easy way that just works.
Yeah, Hangouts is a little funky on the phone, I've noticed.
Yeah.
I remembered my password.
I see you!
Steph is here!
Hey.
Hey, welcome to What's On With Steph and Des.
All right. Oh, my God.
Takeover show.
So much.
Crossover.
Takeover.
Takeover.
Desiree, when do you want me to come visit?
Anytime you want.
You want me to bring my inflatable mattress?
No, actually, you got a bed to sleep in.
Woohoo!
Really, when do you want me to come?
Anytime, seriously, anytime. I'm not working, so I have plenty of time.
Oh. So I could come during the week?
You could come during the week, yes.
Okay, we'll talk about it later then.
All right. Everybody should come and see me, everybody. Everybody on this podcast can come. Everybody who's listening, come and visit me, please.
Well, now we know the bed there.
I'll come after the hurricane.
That's okay, a good choice.
That's 8 hours away from me, but all right.
Yeah, it's not even close, but yeah.
It's not even a remote possibility of danger.
Oh, okay.
Well, if any of our listeners are in the danger, be safe.
The
danger
zone.
By the time the danger zone. Oh, no. No singing.
Hurricane Matthew. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. Oh, see, I was thinking of Matthew Sweet.
Oh,
think of myself.
I love that song.
Is that him? Is
yes.
that the right person? Okay.
I knew a guy in when I was just out of high school. Well, in the end of high school, when I was working at Busch Gardens, I worked with a guy who looked just like Matthew Sweet, but better looking. He was cute. That was a great story, wasn't it?
Isn't he married to Isn't he married to the Bengals? Susanna Hoffs.
Is he?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, it could have been at one point. Why not?
Yeah.
They made music at the same time.
I don't know.
Funny how those things happen.
Well, I guess you run in the same circles. Makes sense.
So, what's been going on with you, Steph? How's Morgan?
She's fine. I'm ironing her dress right now. She's tomorrow night is the freshman showcase, and she's the MC.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And she's got a little 50s dress. I got her some red lipstick. She's got some pumps with bows on them. She's going to be cute.
So she does like girly dressy stuff now?
Yeah. Yeah, she keeps buying dresses and she has nowhere to wear them. I don't know why she keeps buying dresses.
I have that problem too, actually. I have the nicest collection of dresses and nowhere to wear them. Awful. I don't dare lose weight because then none of the dresses I love will fit me. See, that's why. That's why I don't do it.
That's a good reason.
Woo. Is that me?
What? Buzzing?
Yeah.
Buzz.
Oh, it's probably this. Did it go away?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a fan too?
Do what?
Do you have a fan in your room too?
No, it's my devices. The batteries are shot, so I'm constantly I have them plugged up, and when they're plugged up, they buzz.
Devices? You mean like vibrator?
Yeah, we heard it.
That's the wrong show.
Nah, wrong my show. Apple products.
Oh, I didn't know they made vibrators.
It's only a matter of time.
What are they going to call it?
I vagina.
No, that would be that vagina. All right. So, what do we got to talk about? Lots and lots of TV. Oh,
yeah. That's going to be most of it, I think.
Oh, did you ever go to Terror Behind the Walls?
No, I still might go. I'm like so bucked up for this month, but I saw that they're open to like through the first week of November.
Yeah, I think they go after.
Might possibly go like November, the first week of November.
Well, our favorite waitress does the makeup there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. The one that thought that I was your son?
Yes, yes, yes. I meant formerly favorite server.
There's worse things in the world than being, you know, like someone saying to you, "Well, you look young."
No, that was not the, no. The problem was not for Rob.
Yeah, very good compliment for me.
Well, I won't go there.
I do have, there is a New York Comic Con is happening
right
this
now.
Weekend. Oh, well, actually, yes, starting today. I'm going tomorrow. It's one day. I didn't go last year. I don't know. I mean, it's not like it used to be. It kind of has blown out. Like, it's gotten, like, I think, like, it's like the same amount of people or more people that go to this than San Diego,
yeah.
But like, except it's like much smaller. Like, there's not as much room.
Well, so did you say it's like, not even all in one building, right? So it's kind of spread out.
Well, now it's not. See, it used to be all in the one convention center, which is small, but now they've kind of, which is good. Now they do stuff at MSG. They do stuff at like Hammerstein Ballroom that's close by. So at least they do that. So that's good. But it just has kind of grown to, you know, a much larger thing than it used to be. So it's hard. It's like it's hard to get tickets now. Like I couldn't even get them myself. Like my friend managed to get an extra for tomorrow. I had to get tickets.
Good friend.
Oh, I got a story about that guy at work. Right, set up a weekend to go up there with his wife. Thought he got the passes. Only got a pass for himself.
Hey, honey, you don't mind waiting.
So she's going to hang back at the hotel. So he had to buy tickets to a show for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Or for Saturday to get by.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, you know, not that long ago, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, you like no problem getting tickets, and I don't know, it was just a better experience. There was actually 1 year where a whole bunch of people came, birthday weekend, so like I was able to celebrate my birthday like with, you know, a whole bunch of people. I was a really big group. It was really, it was a lot of fun.
Right, you guys got an apartment and everything, didn't you?
Didn't they all stay in an apartment? I didn't do that. I don't know what people did. I mean, I stayed in a hotel, but yeah, there were a lot of people here that year. Like, I don't know what it was, but I don't know. A lot of people flew out to go, and you know, it was, I guess it was a good experience back then, because, you know, it wasn't like, I guess people were tired of the San Diego, like, in kind of that whole thing, and it was like you know, I don't know, a different solution for that. But now it's become just the same thing, if not worse.
Yeah, we had considered going next year because we've been to Dragon Con for 5 years and we're Dragon Con'd out. We've seen it all. We've seen, you know, the Spartans, and we've seen we thought about something different, going to New York. But then if we go to New York, I'll want to go to other things, see other things.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So I don't
know. It'd have to be like a bigger trip, like, you know, go to Comic-Con, stay for other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm just conned out.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way too. I've gone to a few smaller, like really small ones, and they were fun because it was just, I don't know, you can walk around, you have room to breathe, like it just, you know, better. But then it's like, once people get wind of it, then that too becomes, you know, overcrowded. So it's like, you know, you catch the ones that are new, and then those are fun, but then, you know, they get popular. So it's just, yeah, I, you know, I'm kind of over them in a way. I don't know.
Well, Vancouver is just kind of hit like the fourth year mark of doing the con. And so they're just starting to get big names.
Yeah.
And they changed it as well. The time used to be, they changed it to like November or something. So I guess maybe more people are filming here because the Flash, all of them are going to be here. And like, there's going to be so many people here this year.
Yeah.
Compared to like, I went the second and third years. And there was not really anybody there. And you know, mm-hmm. It was the Tower of T-shirts, been there, done that. And, you know, it's only so many times you can go on a convention floor and see the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, but did you read that article that say, you know, more celebrities are doing cons now? It used to be just kind of the out of work. And now it's, you know, Stephen Amell has this company that he's running that's where he's promoting actors going to conventions.
I think his is for charity, the one that Stephen Amell does. I think. I'm Facebook comments. But yeah, I saw that same article, and there was they used a picture of him, and somebody had said, it's odd that you're using a picture of him because he donates his money to charity, or this was a charity event.
It was a charity event. I think it was in Atlanta, I think. But the whole con was for charity. So awesome. Whatever they made, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, if they can make that money, more power to them. It's just, you know, it's just ridiculous for us fans who can't afford to spend $150 to get a picture with, you know, our favorite character. Crazy. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. See, I really don't care about the photo ops it's not worth the money to me.
No, me either.
You know, so I, you know, the panels are cool if you can get into them, you know. People watching is fun, like, you know, watching people cosplay is fun, like, you know, so there are things to enjoy, but I'm not, like, I don't know, I was never, like, a starstruck person, like, between, like, doing, like, all the interview stuff I've done, and I've worked in media and stuff, like, it's just not a big deal to me. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, it's not a big deal, like, autograph mean nothing to me, like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm more interested in organic experiences with people. Like, I've met people that, you know, like I told you about my terrible Pat Benatar experience. Yeah. I acted so poorly. Shame on me. But I've had similar experiences in odd places over the year living in Vancouver. you know? So, you know, like, what's his name? Jim Burrows, I think. He was in Highlander. He was the old guy that ran the bar. I was just walking down the street one day, and he walked right past me. So I was like, oh, love your show, da-da-da-da-da. So you get these little organic experiences like that. And so I think that kind of takes the ooh-ah out of it for me a little bit. But I don't, I've always been like that. I don't like to show that too much.
Well, I feel like it's such a demeaning, you know, they're like, they're brought out there like cattle. Mm-hmm. And you're so, it's just embarrassing for me. I'm embarrassed for them. I'm embarrassed for myself. You know, that they're like, you know, brought out there like a horse and pony show.
Yeah.
To, for you to, you know,
to sell you their stuff. Money.
To, yeah. Yeah. And then you're like, I like your show.
You and the other 50 people in front of you that just said the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Or if you're crazy, like some people, you'll bite them.
Oh, no, that's wrong.
I mean, that happens. Like, okay.
I've got your DNA on my teeth. I'm going to go make one of your babies. Like, what? What's happening there?
That's weird. The one thing I am excited for, though, if I can do it. So my plan is this. So tomorrow I'm going. There is a Stranger Things panel.
Fun.
So Millie Bobby Brown, who plays Eleven, is going to be there, and nice. David Harbour, who plays Hopper, is going to be there. So
it's going to be huge.
Fun.
Oh, see, this is my work. So I mean, I'm going to go a little early, but I'm not going to like go ridiculous early. So the way they do it in New York Comic Con now for the main panels is, so they open the doors at 10. They bring everyone to like the Q hall, they call it, and they have lines for every single main panel that day.
Cool.
So like right in the morning, you go to the line that you want to get into, and then you'll get a wristband, and then that guarantees you access to the panel.
So you don't have to hang around all day.
Yeah, so it is good in a way because you don't have to camp in rooms, and you can find out like right away, you know, and then make other plans. So I'm going to attempt, but luckily for this, this panel's at 11, so it's early. So my plan is to get there at 8, so 2 hours before it opens, which is like the absolute maximum I would do early. Like that's even kind of pushing it, but like, I don't know. I feel like I'm going one day. I want to make the most of it and at least get into one thing I would like to see. So I'm going to do that. See how it goes. I will update. I will let everyone know how it goes.
Well, but I'll keep our fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, hopefully I can get in there, you know, so 2 hours beforehand, hopefully is enough to get a snag a spot in there.
I would think that that panel would be very popular.
I would also think that, yeah. But
yeah, it will be. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We have a Stranger Things guest coming to Pensacon here, but we got the science teacher, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's fun. He's cool.
He's apparently cool. He's been in other stuff too. I don't know, but
yeah, I know people are nuts and will wait like 5 hours for stuff like this. But like, I would never ever do that. Uh-huh. But I know people will be there, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you.
Yes.
We got our own little storm rolling in here, apparently.
Well, hopefully they've got it more organized over the last few years.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not only your birthday this week, it's also Canadian Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Woohoo!
Yay.
My biggest decision this week will be ham or turkey.
It's a good decision to, you know, good debate.
How about both?
That's true. That. So happy Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving,
Canada.
Canada.
I think I'm going to start celebrating Canadian Thanksgiving. That way I can celebrate two Thanksgivings because it's my favorite holiday.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You could have ham this weekend and turkey.
Turkey every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom's going to make apple pie.
Oh, I should make an apple pie.
Yes, you should make apple pie. Or do you make it or does Dave make it?
I make the apple pies and the crumbles.
Oh, and they look so good. You had a picture of apple crumble not too long ago online, and I was like, I want that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can just find the recipe on my blog.
I just want to eat the one you made.
I don't think it'll ship that well, unfortunately.
I'll just have to come visit.
There you go. All right, who's got music?
Well, first off, in the U.S., we do have Columbus Day coming up. The great day where we celebrate
Columbus.
The worst individual.
Columbus, Ohio?
Yes, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah.
Let's call it something else.
It's barely a holiday. But
National
get off.
Tequila Day.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I have off. I don't care.
Yeah. Me too.
As long as I'm off, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Okay.
You could all call in sick on Monday because, I mean, it is Thanksgiving.
I don't have to. I'm off.
No, I mean Canadian Thanksgiving.
But I'm off for Columbus Day, which is more important. Yes,
okay. I'm off. Everybody else. Kayla, I'll celebrate with you.
All right. Thank you. turkey.
I could pretend it's for Canadian Thanksgiving.
That's better than Columbus Day.
Sure.
There you go. Celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving.
It's not like you guys aren't the same as us and did the same exact stuff.
Oh, no. We were equally shitty. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, well, I'm going to celebrate Columbus Day to honor that.
Well, I'm going to eat turkey.
In remembrance
of that. I don't give a shit what day it is. I'm eating turkey. okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Who's got music?
We could skip it. It's fine. Symbols Eat Guitars. Excellent new album. Check it out. That's a band, by the way, for you old people here.
Who is it? Music? What?
Symbols Eat Guitars.
Symbols Eat Guitars?
Yes.
Interesting.
Interesting.
It's good. It's good. I've been listening to that, and I've been listening to Johnny Flynn, who does the theme song for The Detectorists.
I have only been listening to one thing.
What?
And it's Hamilton.
I listened to some. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know why. I don't know.
It's a problem. It is seeped into every aspect of my life.
Hamilton.
It is such a problem. Oh, my God. Yeah.
In about 4 months, it'll start to dive down. Then you'll be able to think about other things.
Okay. Back to Buffy the Musical then, eh?
Yeah.
I kind of rotate between Evita and Buffy. But now it's all Hamilton, so I'll just have to add that in to the rotation.
Well, see, because of Hamilton, then I listened to this, great courses on Broadway, so now I'm an expert on the whole history of Broadway. Wow. And then when I finished that, then I listened to the one on jazz, so now I'm an expert on jazz.
Nice. Well, I've downloaded Common Sense by Thomas Paine, audio book. Okay. I'm going to listen to it. It's a podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of nerding out a lot, about it, a super lot. Because I don't know that much about American history. I mean, I'm not.
Neither do we.
Well, I know it now. I must know what they all look like. Because they say that Hamilton was a fox, but I mean, I've seen his picture. He was not, he had a beaky nose. So I don't know. Not my favorite.
That's all relative to the time.
Yeah. Not very tall. Washington was very tall.
Okay. Yeah, I was bad. I'm sorry, Lynn. I was terrible. And I was one of the people that watched it online on YouTube when the bootleg copy came out. Because I wasn't going to listen to the music without having seen it because it wouldn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And well, it was Lynn's last performance. I broke down. I watched it because I knew I wouldn't get to see it with them.
Wasn't that on PBS anyway or something?
No.
It's going to be the 21st?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be on free TV anyway, so it's not like you're stealing it, really.
It's really like a documentary of the making of it.
Yeah, but this is actually somebody recording the performance like a very bad boy.
Oh, really bad version of it, like those old.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even a terrible version. The camera work was actually quite well done.
Oh, was it? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, how the hell is this guy getting away with this?
Not like those old bootleg videotapes you used to get.
No, I mean, there's one time in the entire show where you see somebody walk in front of the camera because, I mean, in theater, people don't really move around that much anyway, right? In the movies, people get up and down a lot more than they do in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was so good. So good. Everybody must know all of the words and references that of which I am speaking at all times now. Dave's like, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
I don't, you know, David was on Blackish last week.
Oh, okay.
And my husband was watching and I sat straight up in the bed. I was like, that's David. Don't you know who that is? No, I don't know who that is.
So, yeah. So I have that disease now. Hamiltonitis. So I'm glad to hear I'll get over it eventually.
Yeah, a few months. And then you'll hear somebody mention it and you'll have to listen to it all over again.
Yep. That's okay. I'm good. I got in trouble the other night because I was mumbling it as I was falling asleep. So it's a problem. It's a little catchy. I mean, if you have ADD, don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. You're done. I'm just telling you. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about movies. Be done with this musical business. But who's seen it? Have you seen it, Steph?
What?
Has Steph you seen Hamilton like on stage?
No. We went to New York. We, you know, entered the lottery, is
right,
you know, but didn't win. So no, didn't see it. I walked by the theater. I got to see the Richard Rodgers Theater.
Right. Rob, did you see it?
No, I like enter the lottery like every day.
Oh, right. But you have seen Spider-Man twice on Broadway.
I have seen Spider-Man twice.
Well, that's important. That's true. Yeah.
So it almost makes up.
I mean, that's,
yeah.
That's pretty memorable.
Jason has seen it twice, and I think Kelly Joseph, she's seen it. So
yes, yeah. Kelly saw it.
Yes.
Yeah. We have some lucky duckies. So anyway, you know something's popular when they call it a lottery to get a ticket.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, movies. What's the fear of 13, Michael?
Documentary, Netflix, single camera, just a guy talking. Very good. Okay. If you like documentaries, you'll like it. It's not nothing flashy. Just a guy from Delaware County, PA, telling a story of how he, his life and trials and tribulations in jail and death row and beyond. It's good.
All right.
It's good. He's pretty captivating.
Okay.
And interesting.
Well, it's available on both Canadian and American Netflix.
So yes.
Check it out.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to talk about your next one too then?
Audrey and Daisy, also a documentary on kind of looking at rape culture in America and the, what was it? I forget the town in Missouri. That basically shamed a girl who was raped by football players, I think it was. It's pretty intense, but very good. And I think there was one in Ohio, too.
Will I be outraged?
Yeah. Well, it should be. That's the idea.
We'll have to think about whether or not I want to be externally outraged.
Yes, it's, you know.
Am I currently in the mood to feel outrage? Let me think.
Yeah, yeah, you have to. It's not something. It's not a light documentary, you know. I wouldn't say that. Fear of 13 is a little lighter, kind of catches you a bit at the end, but yeah, it's not as, because the guy is, he's very Delaware County. Not that that means anything to any of you, but he's very Delco. He's interesting. That's a little lighter fare. Audrey and Daisy, not light. No, not light.
Steph, I'm just sending you a link to our document we're in because I see you're not in it.
Oh, okay.
I emailed it to you earlier, but I don't know if you saw it. There you go.
I saw The Magnificent Seven.
Oh, did you see that? How was it?
If you like Westerns, it's good. But other than that, it's fine. It's good. It's not great. It's nothing to write home about, but it's fine.
A resounding fine.
Yes.
How many glasses of wine did it take you to get through it? We haven't done that in a long time. Call back.
I would say two. I mean, you know, Denzel's cool and Chris Pratt's funny and
cute.
You know, it's white hats and black hats.
Okay. Did you ever see the original one?
I I recorded it on the DVR, then I like watched the first few minutes of it to see. I mean, I've seen Seven Samurai.
Right.
From which.
Yeah, that was.
The Magnificent Seven is made, but I wasn't really interested in the original.
Yeah, I can understand that. Like, I'm gonna watch Westworld the movie, but I don't know if I'm gonna care enough to get through it. So we'll see. So, I watched the Amanda Knox documentary that just came out.
Yeah, I wanted to check that out. Yeah,
I want to see that too.
It was really good. It was very much in her. I mean, she's innocent, right? I mean, they found her innocent. They've acquitted her.
Yes.
So, yeah. So it leans definitely in that direction that she's, you know, not guilty. But it does lay it out quite well. And what you realize is that when old white men run the system is broken. You know, he's one of these guys that is like, he didn't care much for whether the evidence was solid. He had feelings that she had done this because she acted a certain way or she looked a certain way. She didn't act the way he felt she should. Yeah. So he was kind of terrifying, you know, because you think, holy shit, this guy literally could have locked these two people up for a very long time and, you know, with hardly any evidence. And then none of the actual physical evidence. Well, I mean, is it spoilers on a documentary? I don't know.
No, I don't think so, since it's an actual story that everybody knows. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, none of the physical evidence was admissible because it had been all contaminated and all sorts of crazy shit. And, I didn't realize how short of a period of time she had been in Italy before this happened. I mean, she had not been there very long. And the guy that she was accused of killing him with, I think they'd known each other 3 days. Three or 4 days. It wasn't very long. So, you know, that's what he was saying. Well, why would I do this? Like, what the hell? But this guy, this magistrate, whoever he was just hell-bent on the fact that it was her, and he was convinced because of her behavior. Damn the evidence. She was kissing her boyfriend outside. That's weird. So.
Yeah. People who think they can tell when somebody's lying, or it's just, there's no evidence to back any of that up. It's all nonsense.
Yeah. And I mean, when you think about the damage that's been done long term to her life and to this boy's life, you know, how sad. He can't give them that back, you know. Plus, like she says in the documentary, she lives in Seattle. She'll be standing in the line at the grocery store and someone will go, oh, I know you, and she'll feel like turning around and going, fuck you, you don't know me at all, you know.
And who are these losers that would remember her face anyway? The victim's family too, like the other, the victim who was murdered. Like, they'll never get closure because.
Oh, there's a guy in jail for her murder.
Yeah. But they were drugged through all, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Through the whole circus. And.
And there's a reporter that they talk to in this documentary. Oh my God. Talk about a skeez bag. I just wanted to smack this guy so hard. Because he was like, they didn't care what they reported as long as they got the scoop first. Like, they honestly, he says that. You just had to be the first one to get it. It didn't matter what it was. You know, and they were calling her like all sorts of horrible names, that she was a whore and a slut and all of this stuff. She said, everybody knows every person I've ever had sex with. They, you know, they know all my business from reading they read her diary, you know? So it was quite. I felt quite horrible for her at the end, but I also couldn't let go of the fact of, is she guilty or not? Even though there's absolutely no evidence that she's guilty at all.
Yeah.
But because they shine that light on you and
once
say,
the seed is planted,
this person, you don't, it's hard to shake that off.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, check it out. It's quite interesting. And she's in it, and the other kid is in it. So it's from their point of view.
Well, since we're talking about that, why don't we just go to the podcast things real quick, because they kind of tie in.
Okay.
In the Dark and Accused are both in a similar vein. In the Dark was the one where the guy just confessed to murdering the kid as the podcast was coming out. It's excellent. It's an excellent look at how they completely fucked up the investigation, but not all at the fault of the investigators, but some of them it was. Because, you know, just at the time, you didn't have, I think it was like 1980s. So you didn't have all the data you would have now. But, yeah, you go through the things they mess. And then the other one is Accused, which is like a 1978 murder where they tried to pin it on a person with almost no evidence. But they probably would have had more evidence, but they didn't, you know, at that time there was no DNA. They were just starting to do fingerprinting and stuff. So, it's hard to know what they really could have found if it was at a later date as opposed to what it was then. But once again, people going down a path, thinking they know exactly who it is, not looking left or right, and never wavering off of that, even when the person is acquitted, they don't even go look for for any other evidence anywhere.
That's crazy.
Because they're right, so of course they are right, so you can't be wrong, you have to be right, and it's ridiculous. So, In the Dark and Accused are in the same vein as, I guess in the same vein as Amanda Knox doc, but I would say Accused I like a lot. It's kind of like cereal with balls.
Lady you know? Balls or just regular balls?
Yeah, well, like if Sarah Koenig wasn't wishy-washy and actually had guts, it's...
What... You mean not in love with the accused?
Yeah.
There's that.
No, but if she actually... If it wasn't like, well, maybe, if she actually had an opinion...
Yeah, she,
you know,
never really,
yeah,
said her, yeah,
and that's fine. I mean, that's the way she did it, but I think Accused does it better because I think it's a more direct look and, you know, gives a direct view. In the Dark is going to be interesting to see how that unfolds now that because it's kind of changed its focus from who did it since now the guy confessed to, well, with all this information they had, how did they not know who did it? You know.
That's not any better than the other version.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's an interesting look because it's, you know, a lot of it has to do with the time and things happened. But then there's other factors where people refuse to admit when they're wrong and they think they know things and can tell things and, you know, oh, this person acted this way. So they must be this because they, when there is no science to back that up whatsoever, it's complete and utter bullshit nonsense. And people who believe they can tell when somebody's lying or not lying, they just can't. It's just not reality. It's the flip of a coin. No studies show that, you know, even if you're trained, you're slightly better than 50%. That's it. And really you're going to risk somebody's life over that? It's just idiocy. So,
all the time.
You know, it's about people who get locked in a path basically and refuse to admit they're ever wrong ever in history ever.
Let me refer you back to Amanda Knox documentary.
Yeah, it's in the same vein. That's why I figured I'd bring it up real quick. Yeah.
Well, I've been listening to a podcast Tim recommended called The Hamilcast. And they are reading the book that Hamilton is based on. Well, I'm starting from the beginning, so they could be way, I don't know, doing something else on chapter 50 that they're on or whatever, or episode whatever they're on. But I'm on episode 4. So I'm really enjoying it. And they have lots of really great guests on all the time. And it's just more history. So check it out. So there you go. That's podcasts and books and stuff. So shall we dive into the deep pool of television?
Go for it.
Better get into it.
Are you tired already, Rob? Just looking at the list. Okay. The Good Place. What do you think, Des?
Am I the only one who's watching that?
No, I'm watching it.
Oh, okay. We missed an episode because apparently they're airing it twice a week. And we didn't know that. So we missed the second episode. But it's really cute. It has, what's her name in it? Veronica Mars?
I always forget her name, too.
Kristen Bell.
Bell. And she is mistakenly sent to the Good Place, which is kind of like heaven, even though she should have gone to the bad place because she's a real jerk. And so she used to fake her way through it. And it's good. All the characters in it, I think, are pretty good. Like the guy who, when you go there, you have a soulmate. And the guy who plays her soulmate is really, really good because he's like a really nice guy and he's trying to teach her how to be a good person.
Well, he's an ethics professor.
Yes, yes. But he's funny because, yeah, he's kind of like the deadpan straight man. And he just cracks me up. But I'm enjoying it. I think it's cute.
I agree. They got the neighbors next door where there's that beautiful woman and she's soulmated with a guy who's a monk she's like so chatty and lovely. And then, and she's perfect, of course. And her soulmate is like a monk who's taken a vow of silence. So they're not exactly right, the soulmates. But Tony Danza's in it. Not Tony Danza. No. Jesus Christ. Ted Danson is in it. Wow.
Yeah, Ted Danson. Yeah, he's the architect who made the like neighborhood they live in. And apparently he's the one who made the mistake, but he doesn't know it.
Yeah, and every time she behaves particularly badly, things start going really bad in the good place. So yeah, she has to try to be better.
My favorite part of it is the is Janet, the Siri of the place. Like if they need information or something, they just say Janet, and she appears. She's the best part of it, definitely.
Yeah, so it's a really cute show, and if you haven't checked it out, do it.
I was not interested. I knew it would be funny. I knew it would be cute. And I love Christa Bale, but for some reason, it's just that premise.
It's not, like, I wasn't interested either, but my husband wanted to watch it. And it's more interesting, a premise, you know, how they do it is much more interesting than it sounds.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I would give the first episode a try, Steph, and see if you like the first episode, you'll like it because it's just more of that.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels to me like the Robin Williams, Sarah Michelle Gellar teaming up thing.
Yes, between
Ted Danson and her.
That's why I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to watch it because I loved that. I mean, that wasn't a great show, but I loved them together. You know. That's a good place. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yep, I'm watching that. It's not new, but I just listed everything I'm watching because there's not a whole lot.
Yeah, no, that one's still doing its thing. They got a new twist on it. Yeah.
I like the show. I watched it before. I really like it. I just haven't been able to watch more of it.
It's not as good so far this season, but I didn't watch this week, so it might be getting better.
Yeah, well, they definitely put a different twist on it this season, so.
What's his face? Is it Andre Brower plays the captain?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he is the best part of the show. He is absolutely fucking hilarious. Every time he's on screen, I'm laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Designated Survivor.
Crap.
Yes. I had to watch that because my husband's a huge 24 fan.
I know Kiefer Sutherland is fantastic. And I love this idea of he's like this reluctant leader.
President, yeah.
Yeah, but oh God.
Was it awful?
It's terrible.
It's okay. I mean, it's okay. He likes it. I watch it because it's on, you know, but it's not that great. It's not.
I never watched 24 and this did nothing for me, so I did not even look at it. What is Code Black?
Code Black, that's not a new show either. This is the second season, but I'm watching it. It's a hospital show, of course. I'm a sucker for hospital shows. But it's got Louis Guzman in it. And it's got I can't remember that actress's name. That's in it, but it's Los Angeles Hospital. Hey, what's the name of the actress in Code Black?
She was in the newsroom.
She was in the newsroom. What's her name?
She was in.
I was trying to ask my husband, but he's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Where the guy had all the ex-wives.
I don't know what that is, but
where Bradley Whitford is. Bradley Whitford.
She Bradley was Whitford? In the newsroom. She played the lawyer. She's a famous actress.
Bradley Whitford is married to
Marcia Gay Harden.
Marcia Gay Harden. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes, she's in it. She's a doctor, and it's about like Los Angeles hospital, like the hospital in Los Angeles. I guess it's based on a documentary, which we were going to watch, and we started to watch it one night while we were eating dinner, which was a mistake, and we never went back to it. No. But it's because the hospital in Los Angeles, it's a county hospital there, and they get in code black like over 300 times a year. Most hospitals get it like several times a year. And that's when they're so overrun that they have more patients than resources. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this one is. But it's floofy fun.
Steph gets enough. Probably.
Yeah, that's called being on diversion. It happens all the time.
Lining people up in the hallway.
Yeah,
that happens here all the time. Well, at one point, they had people in the Tim Hortons inside the hospital.
Wow.
It was so crowded. I'll have a donut, please. I'm not in the cardiac ward. Give me a donut. That's what I'd be doing. Survivor. Des and I are both watching Survivor.
Yep.
What do you think of this season?
It's okay. It's only, three episodes in, so yeah. I still can't. It's hard to judge the season by the first couple episodes. And the people on it, they're okay. Most of them are quite annoying. I like the model Ken. He's very pretty.
Yes, he is. Why does Michaela have to be so annoying?
I know.
Behave your damn self, Michaela.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that Michaela's not nice like my Michaela.
Yeah, I want to vote for you, but you're making it hard.
It's the concept of it, the Gen X versus Millennials. I'm fine with that concept, but I don't like how every week it's more of we're Gen Xers, we're old, we do things old school, and we're Millennials, we're young and hip, and we do things the new way. And it's just like, okay, you know, we're not that old.
No, we're not that old. Settle down with that old stuff.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Well, we've already had one medical emergency. One evacuation the first time ever. They had to evacuate them like
because
2 days
of cyclone.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. I haven't watched it in a few seasons, but I decided to watch it again this year and I'm glad I did because it's fun. And honestly, whoever does the director of photography or whatever that person's called, the DOP, is amazing on that show.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
The shots. They're just so beautiful, and it's always been that way with Survivor. It's one of my favorite things about Survivor, actually.
I remember when Survivor first came in HD, like before any of the other reality shows like that, and it was just absolutely
beautiful. It was
a
big deal.
Yes, so I'm going to stick with that one. David drives me crazy.
Me too.
He's playing the game all wrong. Why are Dave and Michaela bad people on this show? Honestly. Because Dave and Michaela are not bad people in real life. Well, Michaela's pretty cool, but I don't know. Poor Dave. But yeah.
Your Dave is so much better than that Dave.
Well, my Dave can break sticks without plugging his ears. So there's that. What do you think if you're going to go on Survivor that you do certain things? You know?
Like learn how to build fire?
Practice breaking sticks if you can't do that. Go swimming a lot, you know. You know you're going to have to swim. Get your ass in the water. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Maybe they don't know they're going to get picked, and so they don't prepare like as if they're going to.
Well, when they do choose them, they don't get on the plane immediately.
Yeah, it's not like Big Brother where they find a key and they have like half an hour to pack and leave.
Yes, they have plenty of time to learn stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, doesn't make sense to me. But I'm enjoying this season so far.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep watching.
Me too.
And I have no idea who's going to win at all.
No.
I don't even know 3/4 of their names. I only know Ken's name because he's pretty.
Yes.
And David's name because he's annoying, and Michaela's name because it's Michaela. That's it.
Right.
That's all I know. And I remember the poor lady that got the eye infection because that looked horrible.
Yeah,
but I don't remember her name
though. Yeah,
Red Eye Lady. Anyway, so you're watching Smallville, all of it from the beginning?
Yes, I've never watched it before, and my husband's a fan, so we each pick a show on Netflix that the other person has never seen, and we watch it. So that's his pick of Smallville. Of course, that was like three picks ago for me because, you know, I'm not picking 1,500 episodes, 1,500 season shows. But, yeah, so we're still watching. We're actually taking a break this week because I said if we don't take a break, I'm going to start hating the show.
Yeah.
I'm a little Smallville out. We're in season – we just finished season 5, I believe. And it's – it's fun most of the time. I mean, sometimes it's like, okay, I'm enjoying this. And sometimes it's like, this is terrible. I go back and forth between liking it and not liking it. And the characters, like Chloe for the first, I think, 3 seasons, I wish they would have killed her off. But then all of a sudden, she's like this really awesome character. Now, Lana, at the beginning, she's like, okay, she's fine. And then all of a sudden, she's a terrible character. So, you know, they just, I don't know, go back and forth with that. But the Ashmore just came on, and he's, as Jimmy Olsen, he's really good. So that's fun. But, yeah, it's long.
There are Ashmores everywhere these days.
I love the Ashmores.
I think they're multiplying, in fact.
I hope so. They need to be like quintuplets.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to let the dogs out of the room, so I'm trying to mute my microphone, but it's not working. So this is life, kids. Sorry.
So Smallville is on Netflix?
Hulu now.
Hulu.
No, it's not on Netflix. We got it from our uncle. Yeah, but now it's on Hulu. So I just came on Hulu this month, I believe.
Okay. See, you know, Robin and I do, we don't want to wait. And we just finished Dawson's Creek. So we're going to watch all the CW and WB shows.
Oh, my God. Some of them are good. Some of them are terrible.
I know. Some of them I'm really dreading.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Smallville.
Well, I am in a way dreading Smallville because it's 10 seasons.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's so long.
It's so long.
Because, I mean, for what it is. What I imagine, it starts out really good and then just like slowly craps out.
Kind of. I don't know if it's. I don't know. It's gotten to the point where, like last season, we were getting towards the end of the season. I'm like, thank goodness this season sucks. My husband's like, this is a good season before we started it.
Oh boy.
Same thing with season 5. It's like he's like, oh, this is a good season. Everything changes, and I'm like watching it. I'm going, oh, I hate this season. I hate the storylines. They're just not fun. Hi.
Too bad you guys didn't have more time, and you could do a husband and wife podcast.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He's like, you could even do like, you know, a few episodes of each podcast. I'm like, no.
No. I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Well, you got enough on your plate.
Yeah, I really do. Okay.
Kids, damn it.
Can I tell y'all what the best shows on television right now are?
Please.
Atlanta and High Maintenance. Have y'all heard of these shows?
I've heard of Atlanta.
I haven't watched the pilot.
Atlanta is hilarious, but it's more like a dramedy. It's like solemn, kind of sad. It's sad. It's really sad.
I couldn't do it. I watched the first episode and I was like, I don't like the way this makes me feel.
Yeah.
I want to be happy.
Yeah, and then so High Maintenance is delightful. It's wonderful. Oh, Michaela, you would love this last episode. It's all about a dog. It's from a dog's perspective, the whole 30 minutes. Yeah, it's so cute. Let me
see. Okay, you just said what it was called, and then I forgot already.
High Maintenance, yeah.
I must be High Maintenance. It's for started 2012, so where are they?
Well, no, it was on Vimeo. Or something before.
Oh, I think I might know why I might like this show.
Yes.
Add to queue. Okay. Well, I'll check that out. Sounds kind of right up my alley, Steph.
Yeah.
If you look at it on IMDb, you will understand what I'm talking about.
It's this character, like, his name is Guy. He's the guy. He's the provider of the. He rides his bike all over New York, and he, you know,
drops off weed.
Drops it off, and it's just all the characters that he runs into, and their stories.
Yeah. And what's it available on?
It's on HBO right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Maybe they'll have all of it there. That happens sometimes. Okay. I have been watching. Oh, you know what's not on this list? This Is Us. I'm gonna.
This Is Us is the greatest.
I watched the first episode. I didn't care for it. This twist, you saw it coming like 5 miles away, not even halfway through the episode.
I had no idea.
And then it felt very, very much like Modern Family did at first, you know? It's, I don't know. It just, it was, other than the twist, it was like very mediocre to me. I just didn't care.
I liked it. I liked the feeling of it. It has, the second episode was good too. It had a lot more feels in it, I thought.
And another twist. Ooh.
I know, are they going to do that every episode? Come on now.
Yeah, see, I did not really want to watch, because I don't like this melodrama, this parenthood, because it looked like parenthood.
Yeah,
I didn't
30-something
want to watch,
or...
Yeah, I love Milo, so I watched it, and I was glad I did. I liked it.
Well, I heard you got to see his butt, so that's why I watched it. and I did. I got to see his butt. It was glorious.
Man, butt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you see all that peen in Westworld?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
There is lots of man peen.
There's lots of, but you get this. I feel like it's equal opportunity. There's quite
it
a
is
lot
totally
of boobs. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fine. I'll watch it all.
Yeah. It is flaccid man peen though, so
it doesn't matter as long as it's peen.
Inanimate man peen.
it's also robot peen.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
That means peen. It'll never fail on you.
I think our episode title should be Robot Peen.
Program it however you like. With 3 programmable settings. So why don't we talk about Westworld since we're apparently already here? Oh. Rob, what did you think of it?
So I came into it not really knowing what to expect, but I was excited because, you know, J.J. Abrams was involved, Jonathan Nolan was involved, so I'm like, okay. You know, I like these guys. And the, you know, the concept sounded cool, you know, where it's like, you know, a future kind of basically like a theme park in the future where, you know, it's Western themed. So I was like, okay, sounds awesome. I really enjoyed it. I haven't watched like any of the previous like movie or anything like that. So coming in like nice and fresh, but I thought it was really entertaining. Like I'm intrigued on where they're going to go with it. And I don't know. It's for a pilot. Pilots can, you know, be kind of, you know, they have to tell you the story and kind of like get you up to speed or whatever. So it's pilots are hard to pull off, but I thought it was pretty good for what it was. I'm excited to see more.
Well, and Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. I mean,
can't go wrong there. Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Yeah. The whole, I loved the story. I loved what they did with the music. I know I've written that kind of all over the internet. But how the piano player would play like Green Day.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Western or Fade to Black or whatever the other one
yeah,
was.
Like they play like modern songs, but like, yeah. Yeah. It was, well, yeah, I guess
in
to them,
like
the
style.
Old songs. Yeah.
They did that in Revolution.
They did that. They do that in Rain.
Oh, do they? Rain? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, Rain. The,
yeah. With
Mary
the crown.
Queen of Scots. Yeah.
Not what it's doing here. Raining. It's Vancouver, though. So
now, Westworld, I was really suspicious. Like, every article that I saw. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Every article that I read, the headline was like, this is the greatest thing you will ever see in your entire life. And I was, nothing could live up to the hype that these articles were trying to produce. And I just thought it was all over the place. And It's just too weird for me. Too weird.
It almost feels like with the different levels and stuff, almost like a bit of a video game. You know,
yeah.
Where like I know there's another level and that whole thing. I mean, obviously he was right. That's just gross how we found that out. But yeah, I thought it was I'm very interested to see what they did with it, especially given her last response, so that you know, like, that there's a change.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to give it a try and see.
But honestly, it took me 2 tries to get through it. I fell asleep, and it's taken Dave 3 tries to get through it. He's fallen asleep twice.
Wow.
Yeah, my husband said, oh, I'm out. No, too weird.
Yeah.
I do like how Ed Harris's character, so like from what I understand, like the original, like that character, a guy, is like a robot in the or an android or whatever in the old one, but in this one it's swapped and he's a human. Interesting twist on take on it.
He's a very shitty human, though.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that's kind of, I feel like that's kind of the people that would, or would have the money to pay for something like this is, you know, rich, shitty people who, you know, like to rape and kill people.
I feel like hunting a human today.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are gross, aren't they?
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do with this. And I love Anthony Hopkins. So it will be, I hope we get to see more of him. I hope they don't do away with him or something. So. Conviction with Hayley Atwell.
She made a terrible decision.
I liked the character that she played, but I think this is going to be so
canceled.
Monster of the Weeky thing, you know? I don't know if I care.
What is it? I never even heard of it.
She plays like a high-powered attorney. Like, she's a really great attorney, but she likes to get into shit. Her dad was president. And so she gets arrested for cocaine use.
Oh, that sounds boring.
Yeah. Oh, Tim just sent some. Oh, Tim.
What's boring?
Oh, what the hell? How did he get in here? What the hell?
What the hell's going on? Where am I?
You're on the chatterbox, Tim.
Who let him in here?
Oh my god, you guys just got Tim Septed.
Oh my god, how did that happen?
Oh baby.
Wait, is Dez here?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that must be it. Dez.
I was thinking about Tim. And he appeared.
You said his name 3 times.
Yes.
Yo. Well, hi.
Hi, Tim. What you doing?
I guess I'm on the chatterbox now.
Well, that's great. Did you watch Conviction with Hayley Atwell?
Oh, yeah, that's great. There was about cocaine use.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's got great cleavage in it.
Sounds boring, is what I heard.
Yep, sounds boring.
Well, we just finished talking about Survivor, Tim.
Oh, that's
yeah. You missed it too late.
Oh,
do you have anything you'd like to add about Survivor?
This season sucks.
Yeah. Are you a millennial or a Gen Xer, Tim?
Oh, I'm Gen X, like all y'all old people.
No, we just decided that's just not true. It's a myth that Gen Xers are old people.
I think I think Michael David's got to be whatever he's a baby boomer, right?
Yeah. Baby boomer.
I hope not, because he's the same age as me.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And no. I'm older than both of them.
never, so you're in the greatest generation.
Yeah. Me, Steph, and Mike are all smack dab right in the middle of Gen X.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, they had a 63-year-old guy on the show.
What?
And if he's Gen X, then everybody's a Gen X.
Wait, that is.
I think he was 63. I thought he was 53.
Paul is 63.
What? Oh. That seems excessively old for.
Yeah,
maybe I got that wrong, but I am on a Survivor podcast. So
it's a nice sunroof.
Dez, Michaela, what do you guys think of Ken?
He is very pretty. I like him.
Yeah, yes. He should only be allowed to wear underwear.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the best looking cast member on the show.
I also think it's really sweet that, you know, he used to get bullied a lot and stuff, and he's drawn to David. I think that's really sweet. Oh, you know, David's a pain in the ass.
He's a nice guy, which just makes it all the much, you know, all him all the better looking, because he's not a total jerk or arrogant or anything like that.
No, he probably hikes and buries prostitutes' bodies up mountains and stuff. You know? Nobody can be perfect.
Just like Mike.
Yep. My favorite part about him is he's 2 years older than the oldest millennial.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's the divide.
How old was the oldest millennial?
I believe the oldest millennial is 31, and I believe that it is Michaela. Speaking of.
Yeah, she's an a-hole. Too bad, eh?
I like her. No, she's one of my favorites.
I don't care for her.
I also like Zeke. Zeke is my favorite right now. Zeke.
Kelly knows Zeke.
Oh.
Kelly Joe.
Kelly Joe?
Kelly Joe.
Kelly Joe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
He is from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, they did a theater class or something together, she said.
Oh, really?
Huh. So, yeah.
Is Kelly Joe still like 12? Like, how old is she now?
She's like 22.
To us,
she's like a grown woman.
She's a year younger than my daughter, so she's 22. Oh, or she's about to turn... Yeah, no, I think she's about to turn 23.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I refuse to accept it.
Yeah, me too.
Do you remember how we were saying we weren't old like 10 minutes ago?
Just kid. We're old.
Wait, are you guys shitting me that you actually are talking about Survivor on the Chatterbox and I wasn't invited?
Well, you know, you're here. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You weren't invited. How did you get here?
I'm summoned from the depths of the internet.
Okay. So... what else shall we talk about? We have lots of shows to talk about. Des, you can pick the next one.
I'm not looking at the Google Docs, so I don't remember what's
you've got
there.
Beauty and the Beast and Scrubs and The Last Ship. Oh,
yeah, okay, yeah. So during the day when my husband's at work and my son's at school and I'm left alone with a baby who sometimes sleeps, I watch stuff on Netflix, like when she's napping on me because I can't do anything else. So I've been watching, I've been catching up on Beauty and the Beast. I'm in season 3, and I got one more season on Netflix, so woohoo! Let me just say that Kristen Crook is so much better in Beauty and the Beast than she ever was on Smallville, okay?
That's funny because everybody else saw that in reverse, but you're seeing it the other way around.
Okay, maybe it's not Kristen Crook is better. Her character on Beauty and the Beast, Catherine, is a lot better than her character on Smallville.
Is she the beauty or the beast on this show?
She is the beast. No, I'm just kidding. No, she's the beauty. The guy who plays the beast, he's not even that good looking. He's like some Australian guy. But I love this show. It's so much fun. And I will never stop watching it. So I'm watching that. And then I watched Scrubs when it was on, but I was like, I want a half hour show. Because sometimes that's how long I get. So I started watching Scrubs from the beginning, and I just started season 2 now, and I forgot how fun the show was. So yeah.
That's always nice when you go back to something that doesn't let you down.
Yeah. I was like, okay, it might be a little dated. A little bit, but not much. It's still definitely a fun show to watch. The characters are great.
Yeah, I never watched
Tim mute himself.
He's driving. Yeah.
I was being courteous.
Oh, thank you. But now you've got your video off. We can't see up your nose.
Oh.
Oh, man.
No more sunroof.
Okay.
Well, if you guys want, I mean.
I saw half of the first season of The Last Ship. How many seasons are there now?
They're in it's the third season, and I think it just finished airing about a month or so ago, but we just started watching it. And they're getting, I think, one more season. They've been renewed for another season.
Wait, that's still on?
Yeah. What?
That's still on for real?
Yeah, it is. And it's not great this season. My husband likes it, so I'm watching it with him. But like the first season I really thought was fun. You know, it was interesting. The second season was not too bad. But like the first season, second season were all about like this disease wiped out a lot of the population. They were the last ship. They were developing the cure. And then now we're like, we've got an established government. We've got people. It's like nothing, you know, it's not like, an, you know, after half the population's wiped out kind of thing. And it's like they're kind of diplomatic, having war kind of with Asia, and it's more military and less less about an epidemic. So to me, it's not as exciting.
Yeah. Sounds like it's turned into a completely different show.
Yeah, it kind of has, but you know.
Whoa, Steph's on this call too?
Yeah!
It's what's on with Steph and Dez and Tim. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I thought this was like another nonsense cast reunion.
That too. Also, it's a the Lost Girl podcast. What was it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Fatal Attraction podcast.
Fatal Attraction.
Oh,
yeah. It's three reunions in one.
That's right.
We just need Moira and Robin, and then all my podcasts would have a reunion at the same time.
Holy. I think I'd have a podgasm if Jamie Hill popped up all of a sudden.
Hi y'all, I'm here.
Hi y'all.
I was just listening to some Beach Boys.
So, is anyone besides Rob and I watching Luke Cage?
I didn't start it yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I didn't start it yet.
I made it 10 minutes and fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
Well, that's because you're old.
Well, I am old, and I have a baby yet, but
yeah,
not as new as Dez's baby, which, by the way, congratulations, Dez.
Thanks.
Yeah, congrats.
Made
welcome
a human.
You made another human, and
yep.
Yeah, and now you're sacrificing everything for it. So.
And mostly, yeah. Just not Beauty and the Beast.
Sounds like you two need to start a support group.
Yeah, so I fell asleep because there was no action in the first 10 minutes. But convince me why I should keep watching.
Mike Coulter's really fucking hot.
Well,
who's Mike Coulter?
For you?
Is he the guy who plays Luke Cage?
He plays Luke Cage, yeah. And honestly, it's really well done. It has got a great storyline.
Oh, the music, too, is fantastic.
The music's really great. So and they're good. Actually, I think they're... Oh, it was Nerdist put out a list of all of the... club acts that you see.
Nerdist.
Oh, cool.
And there was only one club act that I was like, what the frick? It was terrible. I don't know what the problem was. But everybody else was really, really fantastic. And the music was good, too. Yeah.
I only watched the first two. But I kind of got hooked right away. Like, it just, I don't know, they make you like the characters. It's like, it's got that like 70s vibe to it, even though it's, you know, modern. But
lots of strong women.
Yeah,
lots of strong women,
lots of, you know, people of color, and like this like blaxploitation like vibe to it. Like, it's just it's good. It's really well done.
Yeah,
it does have the blaxploitation. Go ahead.
Sorry, no, I was gonna make a joke about people of color. I was gonna ask if the purple,
the purple
man was back in this one.
Yeah.
But it does have that throwback feel, but it's also very timely.
Yeah, for sure.
And because he's wearing the hoodie, and it's just...
I have that hoodie in gray, you know. Mm-hmm. I walk my dogs in it every day. My Carhartt gray hoodie, I wear it every day. I was like, me and Luke Cage, we can hang. We have matching hoodies. There's some stuff in it that I really loved, and there was... got a real, like you say, it's got that older feeling, but very, very topical right now.
Yeah.
So
how far did you get?
I'm finished.
Oh, you finished?
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
It's kind of been my project for the week. I like fall asleep with it on, wake up 4 episodes later, go back to where I was, start again. So
yeah, I mean, honestly, they're nailing these TV shows, like all these Marvel.
Yeah, they're all like, excellent.
Was
all great.
Yeah, but was Daredevil season 2 watchable? Because I didn't get through it. Yeah, I never started it.
It's pretty rough, but it's worth watching for the Punisher, and it's worth there's a middle episode that might be the best like Marvel television episode of all of it. It's just like it kind of falls off in the last half. And you know what I really love about the Marvel TV universe is their ability. The villains are awesome. The Kingpin's amazing in Daredevil 1. The purple guy, Kilgrave, is great in Jessica Jones. But I want to know, Luke Cage, is the villain good? I don't even know who the villain is at this point.
Okay, I don't want to have any spoilers, but I would have to say that there's kind of two baddies, three baddies in it. Like, it's kind of coming at him from all sides. But the final baddie, I wasn't that impressed with the acting of the actor, unfortunately, and it kind of drew me out of the story a little bit. But it takes nothing away from the show. I guess for me, it did a little bit, but it's definitely well worth watching.
Well, I know, I think I'm on episode 3. There is Cottonmouth and his cousin.
Yeah.
And they're having all these conversations in the top of the club, you know, the nightclub. They're just having these conversations, and I'm like, I should be bored out of my mind right now, but for some reason I'm interested. Like, it just, this should be the seats where you get up and fix a sandwich or whatever.
No, I really enjoyed the series, and I'll probably go back and cherry pick through episodes too.
It's I think you hit the nail on the head though, Steph. Like, I think the dialogue is written so well that it's just, I don't know, so like two people can have a conversation that's not super interesting on its own, but it's just like the way it's delivered and just the way it's written, it's just, I don't know, it's just entertaining for some reason.
Yeah, no, the writing's really good.
Yeah,
except for that, for me, that there's just that one actor that I don't know, I don't feel the fear of him that I feel like I should.
I mean, they've had such good villains before, like in other, you know, the other shows. It's hard to kind of like, top. How do you top, you know, some of them? But yeah, I mean, it's good to hear that you enjoyed the whole season. Looking forward to getting through it. You know, and then they'll have Iron Fist and then the Defenders, which is super exciting.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
Well,
really
aren't
fun.
Aren't they filming the Punisher now?
Yeah, that comes out in 17.
Oh, right, they're doing. They're doing Punisher now too, right?
Yep.
I think they're going to do another Jessica Jones as well. I mean, this, I don't know when these things are coming. But
yeah, they had like a semi schedule out. I think I forget what it was though.
Yeah, they've got like their own little, like, you know, TV universe going on now.
It's crazy. It's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
And you always got to keep your eyes open for the little Stan Lee things too, right? Like, where will he appear in the show? In Luke Cage, it's cute. American Horror Story, Rob. I think, are
Is
you
anyone
the one watching this?
Else Steph? Watching it?
I'm watching it. No. Nope. Sort of, kind of, maybe.
So, yeah. So I'm feeling that way too. But I heard that there's a twist coming. So I might hold on until, I think they said episode 6, there's a twist, like a big twist. Where they said, so that's the only kind of thing keeping me interested. Otherwise, like, I don't know. I feel like it's just, so far it's been a lot of the same. I think it's kind of weird the way they're doing, like, so it's done in kind of like one of those reenactment shows where it's like they'll have people being interviewed and then they'll have like a reenactment of it. But the people being interviewed they're also like actors. So that's not like, it's not real. No. Like, you know, I don't know. So I thought it was a weird thing. And I just really hope they don't do that throughout the whole season, which it sounds like they're not. So I'm intrigued enough to keep watching until this, you know, twist that they're hyping up. I don't know. But it's like, it's supposed to be about like Roanoke and stuff, but I don't know. It's
hopefully it pays off.
Yeah, but like the first episode was like very reminiscent of the first season, like where like, oh, this people got a new home and it's haunted.
Oh, okay.
You know, where there's stuff going on. So it's like, what is happening? Hmm. But actually, there's this theory. I forgot how many watched. I think I'm behind one, but people are saying like, oh, the first episode is the first season and the second episode calls back to the second season because you have like nurses or whatever. You know,
oh,
so like,
okay.
So like people are kind of theorizing that episodes 1 through 5 are the first 5 seasons and then the 6th episode is where something happens. So interesting idea. We'll see if that comes out.
Stringing you along. But,
yeah. I'm gonna be pissed if they like they're like making this hubbub and it just is something dumb, but I don't know. So I'll give it to 6. I will watch it till 6 and see what you know happens and then I'll decide from there.
Awesome. And we already talked about Westworld. What about Son of Zorn?
So this I kept seeing like the posters in the subway and I'm like, what the hell is this? Like I thought it looked really dumb and was like, you know, like to have this, you know, He-Man character in the real world.
I'm just looking at the IMDb.
I mean, I was just like, what? But so I basically watched it for the, like, I don't know. I just wanted to watch a few things just to have, you know, just to be able to talk about something. And, you know, because just for Tim.
Yeah, because I like it when Rob talks.
You like it when I talk. So I want to watch something that I have something of value to contribute to the show. So
I've seen this show too, Rob, though.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, so I watched the first 3 episodes. I surprisingly liked it. I thought it was way funnier than I expected, and it had me laughing out loud a couple of times. It's much smarter than I expected it to be. I just expected it to be kind of dumb. And cheap, but you know, I don't know. It's kind of funny, and you know, it's a half hour comedy, so it's like bite sized and easy to watch and quick to watch.
And Jason Sudeikis plays Zorn.
Yeah,
he's the voice of Zorn, and it's a really funny show. It's very clever, and the biggest shout out I want to give is Tim Meadows plays the new fiance for Zorn's ex-wife. Yeah. And he is like the absolute best straight man ever. And everything, he's funny and his neuroses is funny. He's like a college professor, but it's online. And he feels super emasculated about that. And like, yeah, it's amazing. And like in the very first episode, the final shot he has, and it's hilarious. And he's out front with a hose and he's watering cartoon blood off of his driveway. And the mix between the live action and the cartoon is just really hilarious.
Yeah, it is pretty funny. And they kind of go farther than I thought they would on a Fox show, you know, where like, I don't know, just kind of like when, so like Zorn gets his son, like this giant flying bird. It's like a vehicle.
Oh,
and then the mom won't let him have it. So Zorn just like kills it. And then it's like bloody chopped up body is like out front of, you know.
And it
it's
takes
just
forever
like
to die.
Because
cartoon violence is not like real violence. So you can just do whatever you want to with cartoon violence.
I mean, that's one of the things where I was a little surprised at like how far they kind of went. But it's pretty funny. So I'll probably keep
going. Cheryl Hines is the ex-wife. Cheryl Hines, is that her name? Yeah.
From Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And others. But there's like little funny moments too that they do just with the animation. And it's funny because every time Zorn turns around, he's got like long flowing hair like He-Man. He's got like the tiniest bald spot that's starting in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And then he comments on it, and it's about him getting older. And what I really love is when he calls back to his homeland, which I forget the name of his island that he lives on. But he's like talking to like parody versions of all the He-Man masters of the universe. God. And he's like talking to the man of arms type of character. And the guy's like, yeah, you know, you just need to like do this to your son. He's like, that's how I did for my son. And like, then it cuts to his son is like, yeah, dad, you're right. And then he gets cut in half and like dies. And he's like, oh my God, my son. The cartoon violence is hilarious. There's a little like rat, there's like Skunk Man. And like, Zord's like, oh, I have to leave the island. And Skunk Man's like, well, I'm sure I'll see you when you get back, and I can't wait to hear about all your stories. And immediately he gets decapitated right then. Like, it's just really funny. Like, the cartoon violence is like so comical.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love good comical violence. It's one of my favorite things. Fantastic. Michael David.
Yes.
Longmire for quite some time. That's Katie Sackhoff, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, Longmire's back. I like season 5 better than season 4. It's got some standalone episodes again, little overarching story. They wrap up season 4 in the first 2 episodes. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Tim's
it
home.
Felt back. Yeah, felt like it was back again. Like back to its old self again.
It's country and western.
What's that?
Sheriff. It's like country.
Yes, he's a sheriff in Wyoming.
Okay.
Right. And Lou Diamond Phillips drives around in a great old pickup truck and is fantastic.
It's a good show. It's a very good show.
Season 4 was a little funky. I think they got a little too wrapped up in telling one story instead of doing what they do well. But season 5, I liked. They got back to the basics.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to set a series record for Son of Zorn, just for my own amusement. but how will I keep up now? Well, how will I know? October 9th is the next time I can see it. Pete. Okay, a show called Timeless. Did anybody else watch Timeless?
I did. I don't know if I'm going to continue with it. I already watched this show. It's called Legends of Tomorrow. It's the same exact show.
Really is.
Is it? I recorded it, but I didn't watch it yet.
But I love Abigail Spencer. She's so very cute. Pretty.
Yeah.
She is. She's funny. But I don't know. This show's just... It's just okay.
Well... Yeah, it's definitely not the best thing on television. That will probably be dropped by me fairly quickly. Watch one or two more, maybe. But yeah, I mean, it's like if I want to watch time travel and I want to watch great time travel, I'll just watch Quantum Leap.
Right? Yeah,
true. So.
Hey, you guys, you know what's horrible time travel?
What?
What?
This is probably my favorite, like... scripted TV show, and it's a CW show. It's The Flash. I really, really loved The Flash. Season 3 just premiered, and I gotta say, it's really like bad. I didn't like the premiere of season 3. Like
I didn't either. Barry is a totally different person.
It doesn't make any sense. None of the time travel in that episode makes any logical sense, and like season 2, I won't spoil it. Okay.
Yeah, I just watched season 1. I haven't watched season 2 yet. And now it's on Netflix. I'm going to watch it, but don't spoil it, please.
Yeah, no spoilers, but season 1 and season 2 are some of the best TV. And for me, I hope they are able like to explain some of the logic errors that happened in this premiere.
Like, yeah, I was like, did I miss something? I feel like I've missed a lot. But no, it's just not right. It's not correct.
Maybe it'll be
explained.
Yeah, it's a very smart show. I hope they just like, I hope we're just missing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible when they do that.
Yeah, I've only seen a little bit of The Flash. Renee and Connor watch it, so I catch it here and there when they're watching it.
It's good. It's fun. It's like, to me, it's like Buffy level of goodness.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, they have a big bad and they do monster. They do like super meta human of the week. I always like to describe it as like a better Smallville type of thing. And I I was never like a big Smallville lover, but like I think they handle I didn't even like I'm not even like a DC guy. Is that Astrid?
Yes.
Is this her first podcast?
Yes, it is. She's I'm holding her. She's asleep and she's stirring a little bit. So sorry, I get a few noises.
Oh, it's so cute. Congrats.
You know, I am completely like superheroed out, totally superheroed out. But decided to watch The Flash. My husband said he watched season one and it was good, and so I watched it and I could not stop watching it. I loved it. I thought it was so entertaining.
It's so crazy because like I have a crush on Barry Allen.
I do too.
Yes. He is adorable.
He is like one of my favorite like written characters. And that's what makes me so upset about this season three premiere, because it doesn't seem like Barry doesn't make sense. Like his motivations don't make any sense. Like,
right.
And yeah, I really feel like a crying baby having watched this.
Well, maybe they'll reset the world. They might reset the world.
That's pretty much what that episode is. Hopefully they explain it away or something. I don't know. But I gotta say, I love Barry so much that I hate Iris.
I don't care for her very much. She's just kind of not a very interesting character. And now I've only watched season one, but compared to the other characters in the show, I think she's kind of blah.
She's very one note.
Yeah.
She's just very, she smiles constantly. But I don't mind her, I don't suppose.
I feel like season two Iris is better than season one. I think she's way more annoying in season one. Like, I could tolerate her in season two. But yeah, I just like, I'm like, nope, girl, get away from my Barry.
Right, I know. It's like, why is he into her? She's so, I don't know. She's just not that interesting to me. I don't see why he finds her that interesting, because, you know, he's just adorable. I like when he gets together with Felicity and they're both, like, just huge nerds.
Oh, yeah, I saw that crossover, yeah, where they first met each other. Well, it wasn't a crossover because he didn't have a Flash show yet, right?
That was like, yeah, right. That was, yeah, okay. I guess, the backdoor test pilot. Whether it'll do well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just saw that. that's how far back.
Well, it's so funny because the way I came to The Flash was I was interested by the Legends of Tomorrow pilot.
Oh, okay.
And so I watched that and I'm like, okay, that's all right. And then I saw the first season of Flash was on Netflix. But then I watched The Flash and I was like, oh my God, this is like awesome. This is so good. And like, again, really great villain in the first season. That's just so compelling. The big bad is really, really great.
Yes.
But then I'm like, okay, so you got me. I'm doing it all backwards. I'm going Legends of Tomorrow, which took me to The Flash. This means Arrow's going to be good. And I cannot for the life of me make it through two episodes of that show. I don't give a crap.
There's only one reason to watch Arrow, and that is to watch Stephen Amell do the
Salmon Ladder.
Shirtless. That's the only reason to watch it. I also caught up on season three of Arrow while I was watching the season one of Flash, because I want to catch up on Arrow because Dolph Lundgren's going to be on it, and I love me some Dolph Lundgren, so I was like, I'll catch up on it, and it was awful. Season three was awful, and it was a chore to get through. And watching The Flash was so good, it made Arrow even less interesting.
Yeah, Arrow, I always flash forward. I always fast forward through the island stuff.
Yeah, the flashbacks are so boring. Nobody cares.
Yeah, like, I actively get upset when I have to watch an Arrow episode because it's a crossover, and I'm like, okay, I'm only doing this because Barry is here, and I'm watching it for Barry, and it's like, oh, Oliver's, like, doing shit, and I'm like, I don't give a crap about this guy.
Right. It used to be better. Like, in the first season, it was better, I think. But the best part about season three was Brandon Rouse was on it. But of course he goes off to do Legends of Tomorrow. But he was like the best part of that season because he was more fun than the other characters. Him and Felicity were great.
And they should I watch Supergirl? Is that worth watching?
Supergirl is more like The Flash than like Arrow.
I like Supergirl.
It's cute and it's kind of fun. It's not as good as Flash to me. But I really like what's her face? What is her name? Calista Flockhart. I really like her in it.
Yeah. Cat Co. What's her name? Cat Co.
Allie McBeal.
Yes, Allie McBeal. All I think of is that character's name.
Damn dancing baby. That's all.
Oh, that was creepy.
You know what everyone should do right now is go online and Google Allie McBeal dancing baby and look how garbage that CG was.
It looked so bad. Oh my god. And
how that was an actual thing on TV.
Every week.
And people were amazed by that. That was a thing.
That baby was on every episode.
We're so proud of it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, it's
I had like a 386 computer at the time, I think, with like a modem and downloaded that little dancing GIF. It's called a GIF. So I could watch it over and over again.
Oh man.
Wow, how old are we? I think Rob and Tim bring our age number down a little bit, so they can stick around.
I'm not that much younger.
Yeah, well, maybe I just feel really old all the time. The Detectorist. Well, that's just a dumb name.
No, The Detectorist is the best show on Netflix. Yes, it's amazing.
Why does it have a dumb name?
No.
Because he's a detective and a tourist.
No,
they are in a club. And they're a club of they are metal detectors. It's
detectorists.
Is it a reality show?
No.
My dad just bought a metal detector.
Oh, then you have to watch this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell him about it. It's a comedy.
Yeah, it's lighthearted. Okay. Yeah, it's like a lighthearted, not like full on comedy, but it's lighthearted.
Dramedy.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Has anybody watched? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's like, the first season was a little bit sad at the end, wasn't it?
I just mean that I don't know. I didn't get to the end yet.
Oh, okay.
But his character is sad. Like,
yeah.
He's still in love with his ex-wife, and
you feel for the people on the show. They're quirky but endearing. Nobody's like a terrible person or anything. But it's really, I love it. I love watching it. I'm on the second season just came out on Netflix, and I'm like halfway through it. So
Netflix, let's see if I get it.
Yeah, you should. It's a BBC show. It's not anything crazy.
Oh, I watch way too much BBC stuff. I've watched all of Call the Midwife, which I'm now watching as they come on live. That's too much. But I love it so much.
You know, it stopped. I was watching it and I stopped enjoying it as much. They changed so many characters. It just wasn't the same show. And we haven't watched at all the newest season because I just couldn't make myself care.
Yeah, I still enjoy it. But I know what you mean. They kind of flipped the whole cast over.
Yeah. Which kind of sucked.
Yeah. I really liked the girl who played Jenny, or the head girl, that was her name, right, Jenny? And I guess she is not, and she left at a certain point and went to work in geriatrics, so.
She left, like, halfway through the show, you know, and then I read the book. My mom had the book, and I read that, and the characters are a little different in the book. But it was actually really interesting, the book, because it does go into some of the history, like you're saying that you like, you know, finding out about how things were working and everything. But yeah, it goes into some history, and it's just like, wow, we've come a long way.
No kidding. Like, I didn't know anything about 130,000 children being shipped to churches in Canada and Australia to pretty much be used as slave labor by the churches. Who knew that?
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Well, and these kids thought they were going off to a better life, and they like, if they were orphans or their parents couldn't afford them, slave labor, off you go.
Yeah.
Hmm. All in the name of the church. Thank you very much.
Well, it gives you, it's interesting because the book gives you a little bit of history about obstetrics, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how first it was, you know, midwife, like, you know, there was a woman in town who would help deliver babies. That was kind of her thing, you know. And then,
yeah,
and then of course the male doctors came and took that away, and then it was like male doctors doing all this, and yeah, and then midwives started being a thing again. And it's just really kind of a fascinating look at how it all evolved.
Well, this season on the show, they deal a lot more with that pull between women who want to have their babies in the hospital and women who are determined that they're going to have their babies at home. So mm-hmm. they do get into that a little bit more, you know. Like, there's one woman and they put her in the, on the labor ward, but she doesn't feel safe there. So she gets up in the middle of the night, gets on a bus and goes home, you know.
Wow. So
she just wanted to have her baby at home. She was going to do it. So anyway, I really enjoy the humanness of that show and all the other things that piques my interest in, you know.
And all the newborn 6-month-old babies. Those babies are huge.
Yeah. It's good though. And what else? The only other thing I think we have to talk about is Aftermath with Anne Heche in it.
Yep. And James Tepper, which I guess they're married, my husband said. I don't know. Yeah. I watched episode 1 and you watched episode 2, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen.
So we haven't watched the same thing, but I don't know. It was kind of interesting. It's kind of like a non-specific end of the world kind of thing. At least in the first episode, there's like all these crazy storms. There's meteors hitting the earth. There's and then there's like these possessed people. It's like they call it what was it?
Skinwalkers or something they call them.
No, they called it head flu or something. I don't know. Something weird like that. But they were like possessed
yeah.
by some demons or something,
and they had superpowers, like they could like fly and stuff.
Fly, yeah. Like in the first episode, this guy comes to their house and he's one of these possessed guys, and I guess they I don't know, he left or they didn't know he was possessed or something, but then he grabs one of the teenage daughters by the leg and like they're running after her and he like drags her through the house and he like flies up into the air and they're like screaming and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. Awesome.
Yeah.
And
so is it cheesy? Is it cheesy?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I don't know if I consider it cheesy. I think it's kind of like, I don't know, they're not vampires, but it's kind of like everything is happening all at the same time. Well,
yeah, the dad is, I guess he's like a professor or something, and I want to say he's a professor of religion or something, but he's talking about end times, stuff like that. So, but the mom's very skeptical. She's military, so she doesn't believe in all that, whatever. So,
and hey, she's military?
She's ex-military in the show, yeah. So she's supposed to be the badass, but but yeah, I find it a little hokey, but my husband did not like it at all. He's like, I'm not going to watch this. And I was like, I just kind of think it's kind of interesting, the whole concept of all this shit going on at once. And they were going to, like, they left their house because they were looking for their daughter who was taken away by one of these possessed people. And then they were going to try and get to a safe zone that the military had set up or whatever. I'm a sucker for anything that's end of the world kind of thing, you know, Armageddon type stuff. So that and hospital dramas. So yeah, so I'm definitely going to keep watching until I hate it.
I'm going to give this one more. And if it doesn't do something other than what it's done, I'm going to probably not bother with it, unfortunately. So we'll see. It just doesn't do enough for me, and I've got so much to watch. Something's got to fall off here. I think Timeless in this is probably going to take a hike. So, we have. Does anyone else have any other TV they would like to talk about?
The only other thing I'm watching is Last Week Tonight, but I'm not watching it weekly like that when it airs. I don't have HBO. We're watching like uploads on that he has on YouTube, and they're just clips.
Yeah.
So they're out of order, and sometimes we're watching them. It's like a year old, I'm enjoying that.
It's an excellent program. It's so funny. And yes. I do have HBO because I'm a rich balla, yo. No, actually, I have my parents' Dish account, so I log in through that.
Nice.
John Oliver is just the most clever guy there. And his anti-Trump stuff is really excellent.
Yeah. Yes. Wouldn't it be interesting if there was a way to track how much impact he actually has, like these stories he investigates? Is there ever any change? Like
there was something, and I can't remember what it was, but something apparently after he did a segment on it, there was some changes to it, but I can't remember what it was. So that
was it where he opened his own church?
Very specific comment, Ness.
I know, right? I mean, I still have baby brain. So I'm gonna blame it on what is it, the fact that I have a 2-month-old? Is that a valid excuse, Tim?
Hey, Tim's kid's like 12 and he's still using it.
Well, he's always saying that he has a because he's a Hufflepuff and because he has a 5-month-old. I'm not a Hufflepuff, but I can use the 2-month-old excuse.
I've been sorted twice into Gryffindor now, by the way.
I can't get into stupid Pottermore because apparently, like, when you try to forget your password kind of thing, it never emails you. Okay. So I can't find out what my Patronus is.
Hmm. Mine's some kind of dog thing. Deer wolf. Mine's a deer wolf.
Oh, that's kind of cool sounding.
Yeah, but they're apparently quite passive and obedient, which I was like, I must have answered the questions wrong.
Yeah, clearly.
Those two words do not fit me at all. Okay. Do we have any feedback, Michael?
Yeah, we do.
Can we hear it?
Sure.
Okay.
We have some from Will. I don't know if he's talking about naked stuff, but
I hope
let's hope.
Will is podcast dynamite.
He is.
Yeah.
My God. He is living the life.
Can we just ask where Tim is first? Where are you, Tim?
Oh, where am I?
Yeah, where the hell are you?
You guys are what? I forgot my video is going.
Well, you know, one thought I pointed that you're going to take a crotch shot and to us, but that didn't happen.
Hey, calm down now. That sounds more like Dez to me.
Dez is happily married.
Yes, but I can still look.
Yeah, she was looking pretty hard in Comic-Con in the hot tub, if I remember correctly.
Good Lord.
I was trying to see if you and Mike were playing, you know.
Yeah, right.
Footsie.
Yeah.
So currently, since I've been hanging out with you guys, I have been to a gas station, a anime store, a Walmart,
an anime store.
Yeah. And now I just went to GameStop and finally got the item that I've been searching for. It's my daughter's birthday party on Saturday, and my wife has tasked me with the challenge of finding the cake topper.
Oh boy.
Which my daughter is really into Pokemon because of Pokemon Go. So I had to find a Pikachu figurine. And guess what? I figured it out. But just got my very own Pikachu amiibo, which I don't even own a Nintendo Wii U and can't use it for anything but other than a cake topper. So
you can sell it on Craigslist when you're done.
No, my daughter needs every single toy imaginable, so of course she'll be really happy with it. Well, Charlotte's 6, and just a reminder, she had just been born when I was at Comic-Con, and Looking at mine and Mike's junk.
Well, she was just trying to see if you guys were doing the underwater basket weave with your feet.
I was.
No, that's not what she was. I saw her eyes. Des, my eyes are up here.
Are you sure? I think they're in your pants.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Look, I'm a woman. I have needs, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm not some object. I'm a human being too.
We'll decide.
If you say so.
We'll let you know when we're done ogling you, all right?
Yeah.
All
right, T-Bone. Sure. Settle down, T-Bone.
T-Bone. Oh no, you know what? I right now with you got baby brain. I got baby bod. I got dad bod up the wazoo going on.
Wazoo. Uh-oh.
That's okay. So does my husband. I'm into it.
So no swimmer's body?
Uh-oh. Not anymore. No, no. Not right now. Maybe again in the future.
Well,
in like
have
5 years.
Whether he wants to marry, fuck, or kill you then, huh?
Oh, I think that still stands true. And sorry, Rob.
There, I'm still dead. I'm dying inside.
Actually, hey, Dez.
No. Yeah,
marry, fuck, kill, rob me, and Mike.
No.
Wait, can I fuck y'all? So hard to choose.
Fuck y'all, marry none of you, and yeah.
Yeah, fuck you all, marry Michaela.
Yay! And kill Tim eventually, because he'll drive us all crazy.
Exactly.
Do you like that, Tim?
Yeah, well, you know, you guys know. I sent that question in for Colk. That was a loaded question, totally.
I didn't get that far yet.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. He killed Rob.
I think because he's easy to hold down?
Maybe that's it.
Easy to murder.
I see a new podcast coming.
Oh my god.
I miss media junkies.
He's easy to hold down.
You know, the other day, okay, what was it? Tuesday, Gavin's birthday. We were getting ready to go, and I was like, "Are you ready?" And he's like, "Are you ready, Boston?" And he's like, "You should get that song." And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I wish I did have all those songs, you know, from Media Junkyard. And he said, you should ask Rob to give it to you. And I was like, or he said, whoever it is. I said, that I think Rob has them. He said, you should ask him to give it to you. I was like, I don't think he's just going to give it to me. But you should. Media Junkyard should release an episode that's just all the bumpers. Seriously.
Or all my songs.
Oh,
those two. Yeah,
they really just need to do a Tom Brady special.
I actually put out a Shut Up Tim episode that was just all the my Colk Sucks at Trivia songs.
Oh God, that's right.
and it was the most popular episode of Shut Up Tim ever.
That's because Colk kept downloading it and listening to it over and over again. All right, let's get to the feedback from Will.
Here's Will.
Whether he has clothes on.
Will's feedback include men, naked men with 12-inch penises? Let's find out.
I hope so.
Hey, Chatterbox. This is Will. I'm recording feedback from my car, which I think is about to be on its last legs. I don't want to buy a new car. But yeah, I just had to call in for Steph and Dez. I miss those two ladies. I miss Dez's boobs. So what have I been watching lately besides Bulges? I've been actually getting back into TV. I decided to try to watch some of the new fall network TV shows because last year, maybe before that, I pretty much skipped all of them. So yeah, I really dig Designated Survivor. You can definitely tell you're watching a network TV show, but it has its moments that I like. But it also has some cringe-worthy moments, like when the police stopped Dev Patel, like after, you know, the attack.
Yes.
That was so stereotypical, but
I think that's when
I guess that's what really does happen. And Lethal Weapon's pretty good. It's kind of something I put on in the background when I'm doing other stuff.
Oh, yeah, it is good.
I really like the good.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I've been meaning to check out This Is Us. I'll be getting around to that soon. But one show I picked
up
is South Park. Haven't watched that since I think I figured it was 13 years last time I watched the show. And it's been really funny and really interesting how they have like ongoing story arcs. I don't remember them doing that before. See what else? I've just been really kind of enjoying my fun employment, just not having any responsibilities. I've beaten like 5 video games since I've been unemployed. It's been about a month now, and I've read some books and been going to the gym every day, getting back into the gym on a regular basis. So life is pretty good, even though I'm not making any money right now. So I hope you guys are doing well, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Will.
Will's so awesome.
Awesome. Yes, he is.
He has the best feedback ever.
He's one of the best, submitter of questions and feedback. Although, I got to say, I'm pretty disappointed with Will using the word fun employment. I know you're having fun and you're unemployed right now, but that is such a douchey word. And, really, the way that, I live my life, I think about words and I'm like, would Chris Kulk use this word? And then if the answer is yes, then don't use it.
That's very true. He uses fun employment a lot. He has used it before.
He was fun employed. He wants to have a convo.
Yes.
Anything that's Silicon Valley tech speak, please don't. And I know that Will's old job, he was in the
tech,
the computers or whatever, so maybe that's why he has fun employment. But Will, just continuing having fun, we just want to hear about your fun. And I gotta say, he did PG up his story for you guys pretty much. Because of Chatterbox.
Yes, compared to his normal stories, his broadcast stories, my god.
Well, he did say he was looking at packages or bulges, so we got that.
No, that was Dez at Comic-Con.
That's Dez all the time. Thank you very much.
And I got to say, my favorite part of Designated Survivor is the immunity challenge.
All right, we have Moira. Moira.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Chatterbox. It's Moira calling in. You've been so kind mentioning me on the last couple of episodes, and I haven't even sent you feedback in ages, so I think I owe you one. So therefore, you're getting a couple of my thoughts. It was really fun to hear Dez a couple of episodes ago. Dez, I have to say, first of all, love you too. And secondly, Astrid is adorable, and the little Facebook post you just made of her smiling was uber cute. She's amazing. Last episode, we heard Tim wreaking havoc as usual. into the podcast community. Ah, Tim, it's nice to know you haven't lost your touch. but for the record, just so we're clear, a long time ago, Koki was engaged to me. So I'm just putting that out there. I know things have shifted in his life since then, but I'm just saying, before you go matching him up with everybody else, I'm just putting in my, my original.
Class. Now he's engaged to me.
And yes, we had a lovely chat the other day, didn't we, Chris? Okay, now moving on. Other things. Oh, yeah, you mentioned my cycling. You're right. My husband bought me a bike a few years ago, and I started doing road biking, which is fairly swiftly along the nation's highways. But more recently, we've gotten into cycle touring, which is what I was doing this summer. So you take all the belongings you need in the world, your clothing and your camping gear and your toiletries, and you plop them all into your panniers, onto your racks, on your bike, and you hop on your bike and you just go. So we did indeed cycle from just south of Montreal around Lake Champlain through Vermont and New York State. And that was pretty highbrow because we were bed and breakfasting it. That was cool. And then a few weeks later, we cycled from our house in Kingston to Montreal and back and managed to hook up with Christine and Illyrio while we were in Montreal, which was awesome. And that time we camped pretty much the whole way, and it was really fun. So, yeah, highly recommend it, cycle touring. It's just a great way to see the countryside. Aside from that, I just got back from one of my bucket list trips of a lifetime, which was my trip to Peru and climbing around Machu Picchu, and it was everything that I thought it would be. I loved it. I highly recommend it. Peruvian food is amazing. People are lovely. And the Andes are beautiful. I don't know what else to say. It was just an amazing trip. You guys have been talking about movies that you want to watch, and I'm, you know me, I'm always behind on movies. I'm like the last one to see things. I'm the worst. I'm only just now watching season one of Narcos, okay? That's how far behind I am. But anyway, but I have been reading some books, and I have a theme going. I've got a couple of books to recommend that are dog-based, and you may or may not have heard of them. The first one is called The Art of Racing in the Rain. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for good reason. It's by Garth Stein. And it is basically the story of a dog from puppyhood to death told from the point of view of Enzo the dog. And Enzo is owned by a man who tries to break into the racing circuit. He is a race car driver. That's his beloved avocation, although he's making ends meet doing other jobs. And it takes you through his relationship and his marriage and his wife's cancer and all this stuff, but it is just a beautifully written story, and it's a quick read too. It doesn't really take you that long to get through it, so I recommend that one. And the second one you may not have heard of because it's by a Canadian author, so Michaela might know about it, but the boys might not. And this one's called 15 Dogs. It's by Andre Alexis. It won the 2015 Giller Prize in Canada, which is a pretty major literary prize. Although, to my credit, I had discovered and read this book before it was even nominated for the Giller. So, yay me. Anyway, this one's a bit different. This one starts off in a Toronto tavern where the gods, Hermes and Apollo, are getting a little drunk one night. And they decide to have a wager because they're debating about whether or not animals would be better off with human language and intelligence. And Apollo maintains they'd just be miserable. And Hermes says, no, I think they would have a better quality of life and they would die happier. So what they decide to do is they give the gift or curse, depending on your point of view, of human intelligence and language capability to 15 dogs who are in a local, like a nearby veterinary clinic, staying there overnight. And basically the rest of the book traces the story of what happens to those 15 dogs. There's a few main dog characters that stand out in the story. And what starts off as kind of a lark gradually becomes a much more subtle, nuanced, emotional story about relationships and about what it really means to be human and to love someone. And it's a beautiful book. It's just, oh, I love this book. Anyway, so I highly recommend that one as well. It is called 15 Dogs by Andre Alexis, and I loved it. Okay, and that's really all I wanted to say other than love you guys and I love the show, and I do indeed intend to continue to listen and to cycle and to plan my next dreamy holiday. I'm not quite sure where yet. Maybe Italy. We really are thinking about Italy, about going cycling in Italy. So,
wow,
yeah, stay tuned, I guess. Travels with Moira and Rob. All right. Till next time. Bye.
Thank you, Moira. That could be the name of your podcast.
Mm-hmm. Moira's also awesome. Mm-hmm. I have a suggestion for you, Moira, for a trip. Pensacola.
Well, come visit me. Don't you guys have a pretty major cycling route through there? Because I remember your dad saying yes. That they host people.
Yes. Yeah, through Warm Showers. It's a website for cyclists who are traveling to find a somebody who has like a couch or an extra bedroom they could sleep in. My parents, they have a guest bedroom. So they host cyclists all the time. And a lot of the times they're from Europe or Canada, sometimes from the U.S. But a lot of times they're cycling across the South, you know, from anywhere, you know, all the way down to South Florida or on the way back. But they a lot of times they're traveling like from California all the way down to Florida. So they meet some really interesting people. And it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very generous thing of them to do.
Warm showers?
It's warm showers. It's not the golden showers. That's a different thing.
That's the
warm
name
showers
of,
is what it's called,
that's the name
yes.
of your webcam service, Des.
Shh. Don't tell people, Tim. I want them to go there. No, it's really cool because it's like a place where they can get a shower and a bed to sleep in where they don't have to pay for a hotel.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And it's worldwide. I'm just on their website.
Yeah.
It's worldwide.
You just have to sign the disclosure agreement that your image will be broadcast to the world.
I have something from some dude who called.
What do you get with the Cult Show? One guy who's funny and then you get cult.
I'm having flashbacks.
Hi. Wait a minute. What do you think?
I'm cult.
And I'm Tim, and this is the Talk Show returning to a Talk Show original episode for the Chatterbox, the OK podcast. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing all right. Hey, do you think Rob talked at all in this episode yet?
No, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
I guess he's distracted by the interwebs.
Yeah, he's probably looking up for some friends to fuck, right?
I went to a party last night, Tim.
Oh, really?
And, it's right up your alley. It was like camp themed.
My alley? What type of party
was
this, Chris?
It was a camp themed party. It was a very gay camp themed party.
No, that's me to a T.
There were people in giant bug costumes and like Venus flytrap costumes and drag queens and this woman who would go into a giant bubble. Like it sounds like a fever dream, but it actually happened. So she would blow up this giant inflatable bubble and just stick her head in and then like dance around with this giant bubble head and then eventually climb into it and like bounce around the stage.
That sounds like fun.
There were also there was like a sexy Boy Scout dance troupe. It was
that's why male and female. Yeah, that's how you're thinking about making. Uh-huh. I got it. Mhm. Mhm.
But you also like camping. You also like camping. That counts too.
Mhm.
But yeah, I was just wondering, do you still have your scout uniform, and could I borrow it for an anniversary coming up in like a couple months?
Yes, and sure, why not?
Thanks, y'all.
Who's paying for the dry cleaning? Y'all.
Haven't you seen, remember I went to that one party and fell asleep in my Boy Scout uniform as an adult?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you were there, right?
And you wake up with, like, penis drawings on your face?
Nah, they dump, like, water on my crotch or something.
Aw.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, did you know Dez had a baby?
Yeah, I did know Desert Bates. Baby Astrid.
Mm-hmm.
Astrid's a cool kitty. Cool like a cucumber.
Yeah. So you think Des is back on the horse yet? If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Gosh, the return of the talk show.
Yep, it's back. It's back, baby.
I'm so happy right now, I can't even tell you.
Sometimes I get the theme song stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
We had to think of it. We couldn't remember it for the longest time.
God, we could have told you.
Go back and find those episodes.
Oh,
I heard Nonsense Cast got renewed for a new season. Though,
a new season?
it's like Netflix is bringing it back.
Netflix.
They're probably gonna recast it though.
I hear Jamie's the new host.
Jamie, and who's the other one?
I got. Let's see. That's a good question.
Jamie and Kelly Jo.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Kelly Jo's just a child. Stop it.
No, not anymore. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, I never listened to a talk show before. Those are kind of brutal.
try being on one as the guest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the guest, yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me? We recorded that last night, and then Chris is like, who should we call now? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, what are you talking about? He, like, wanted to record, like, another 10 of them.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, I'm like, nah, that one's good. One's good.
Aww.
Oh, man.
You're everywhere on the internet these days, Tim.
It's
You're
true.
Everywhere.
It's true.
You're like Taylor Swift level of saturation, though. I got it.
I know. I oversaturated.
I'm kidding.
Tim. I know.
Most popular Married Man show host.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm fan favorite of the Married Man show.
Not this show, though. Not Stephanie. Not for Steph McGuire. She's here. She's here for
Suck it, Tim.
Suck it, Tim. It's not all about Tim.
Yeah, it's true. But I'm glad my ban on this show has been lifted. And I enjoy the fact that Jamie Hill is still banned.
Poor Jamie.
Poor Jamie. I mean, that's pretty much his name now, isn't it? Poor Jamie.
Poor Jamie.
No, it's Sexy Coach Hill.
Yes, oh, okay. Yes. I think he might have called in to a Married Man show once or twice. I don't know.
I think that wasn't him.
No?
I'm not sure.
Sounded
I
like
can't
him.
Tell.
He said his
There's
name
a lot of impersonators running around these days.
But Des, did you answer the question that the talk show posed?
Yes.
What was the question? If I was back on the horse?
Yes.
If you mean sex, then yeah.
So are you trying for Irish twins?
No, there will be no more babies coming out of this old lady. Sorry. I'm way too over that shit.
Oh, Irish twins. Oh, God.
No. I have never heard that.
That's when you had like babies like 11 months or 10 months apart. Yeah.
Well, because they used to tell women you couldn't get pregnant when you're...
Tim or Rob.
What?
Sorry.
Mary fuck kill. Rob, Tim, Mike.
I think I answered that question.
Yeah, we were going to kill you after you all got fucked.
Right.
But here's
because
the thing.
I have a very high sex drive, so I need to fuck you all.
No. Jess, here's the stakes. If you can't choose one for all of us, then Michaela gets killed.
I'm fine with that. I'm in a lot of pain. It's fine.
Well, the thing is, it's not real, so it's okay. She's not really going to die.
That's right. And I believe Des said she was marrying me anyway, so it doesn't really
That's
matter.
Right.
Whoop, I am sorry. I started
I guess that leaves Rob to get killed again. Sorry, Rob.
I'm used to it. Sorry.
Keeps killing off Rob.
You got to pack some weight on, Rob. It's the only way it's going to save your ass.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh,
Lord.
All right. I'm going to play Matt's feedback.
Okay. We'll all behave ourselves.
Hey, Chatterbox. It's your buddy Matt with some feedback. Hopefully this will make it to you in time. I saw you were recording tonight. So I want to check in on the new shows that I've been watching, and I think this season has been a really good season so far as new shows are concerned. There's been a lot of pretty good stuff out there. I watched one episode of Designated Survivor, which I thought was good, but I just don't think I'm going to have the time to watch it, so I'm probably going to pass on that. The Good Place, good, but I don't think it's quite lived up to the potential of the pilot. But I like Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, but I don't know. I think the show kind of needs to tweak some things. You know, it's a first season show, so who knows. Luke Cage, I think, needs a little bit of work. I think Mike Coulter is really good as the lead, but I feel like the area they're treading has been treaded on last year with Daredevil, where it's kind of crime ridden area tries to be cleaned up by the bad guys to take over, but you know it's up to this good vigilante to kind of take over or to stop them. And yeah, it's not I'm only four in, so maybe I'll like it more the further along I go. Also been checking out the two shows that I really like is Queen Sugar on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. It's the latest from it's a show from Ava DuVernay, who I love Selma. That was a great movie, and the show is pretty good. It's like a melodrama about this family of brother and two sisters who were kind of reunited following some stuff with their dad, and yeah, it's pretty well done. If you don't like melodrama, it might not be for you, but I think it's pretty solid. Like by the end of the first episode, I was on board. I'm a little behind on that one, but I'm definitely looking forward to catching up. And the new show that I'm really, really liking is This Is Us, the show on NBC. It's a really good show. It's one of those shows that has a lot of heart to it, which is something that I'm always kind of looking forward to, because so many shows are like cynical and mean-spirited. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I think we need kind of the stuff that tugs on the heartstrings every so often. And this one, it does it well. It doesn't feel cheap and manipulative when they do it. And it's got a lot of really good actors, certainly Sterling K. Brown. It's just like so many, just a really solid cast, really good characters too. That's another thing. Like so quickly they've established these characters as characters you're really invested in. And that's something to say. It's always something to really celebrate in TVs, especially TV pilots. You know, it's not an easy thing to make a good show, you know, especially nowadays with, even nowadays with so many things going on. All right, that's it for me. You know, the radio show is still going well, streaming on WSEAFM.org every Sunday from 6 to 8. Little plug there. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, Matt. Awesome. Thank you so much. Matt's radio show is very good. You should check
yes.
it out.
Yes.
He has a different theme every week.
Oh, that's cool. It's on Sundays, right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard that Matt loves TV. Can you guys confirm or deny that?
As well as books and movies. He does also love TV. Yeah,
that is true. That is true.
Hey, you guys. Ooh. I'm at 3%.
Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, that's right. You're on a phone.
I've been plugged in for a while, actually. Okay, well, that sounds like it's time for us to wrap it up.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, everyone, for your feedback.
And
thank you to our...
Michaela, you are welcome.
Thank you, Kim. You're such a love.
I do what I can. I truly, and I told Mike this, and I haven't told Rob this because I never talked to Rob, but I truly and utterly, The Chatterbox is one of my favorite shows to listen to. No sarcasm. I know people think I'm like being an asshole all the time. I'm not an asshole all the time, but I really do love this show. It's like it just takes me back to a different place.
When you actually slept and exercised and.
Well, don't get me wrong. It's not like media junkyard nostalgia. You guys are like the methadone for media junkyard. Methadone.
That you weren't on the show at the time, Tim, but I did talk about Hamilcast and I gave you a shout out about pointing me in that direction because I'm really enjoying that show.
There's also Pod for Ham.
Okay,
that's a good one.
Hamilcast, I don't think that's the one I gave you though.
No, it is with the two girls.
No. I suggested two Hamilton podcast to you, and you got neither of them right.
No, she followed me on Twitter.
No, they followed me too, but I've never listened to that show, and I highly recommend Hamilton the podcast.
I'm reading it now. Oh my goodness! But you know what? I still thanks anyway. Whatever, dude. I like it. They're very good.
Yeah, good. I'll have to check it out. I also recommended The Room Where It's Happening, and that show is produced on the Earwolf Network, and they actually get cameras and celebrities to talk about like how Hamilton has changed their life, and they got John Hodgman, and they have
Kristen Chenoweth.
Kristen Chenoweth, and they've had the man who plays his son in the actual play, and they've had the woman who plays Eliza, okay. Angelica, and Peggy. It plays Peggy Skyler.
You mean Aunt Peggy?
I had to sing this. Yeah, Aunt Peggy. Well, she's also the seductress later on in the play.
Mariah Reynolds.
Thank you. I am got baby brain still, and I think it's permanent this time. Unfortunately, I think my son is giving me mass brain damage. So. But good. I'm glad I recommended a podcast that I've never even heard. So.
Well, I clearly have reading comprehension. comprehension problems. And then right after you sent me that, they Twitter. So I was like, oh, okay, this is the easily. Let me do. But I'm downloading the room where it's happening right now.
Sounds good.
I'm all Hamilton all the time, Tim. It's like a problem.
Well, I'm officially wrapping everything up.
Okay. Well, thank you to everyone, Steph and Des and Tim, for joining us.
We don't want to wait a Dawson's Creek retrospective podcast.
And also everything WB and CW.
So you guys are going to continue on then.
We're going to continue.
That's awesome.
And you're still, what other podcasts are you
doing? iZombie Podcast with Robin and Steph.
Oh, that's right, iZombie. I forgot that one. So what did you think of the finale of Dawson's Creek?
You can find me on the podcast that's no longer around, FisherCast, and the podcast that's no longer around, What Thomas Stephan Does, and the podcast that's no longer around, NonsenseCast.
Don't look for that one.
And the podcast that's no longer around, Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. So I'm the podcast killer.
No. That's Jamie. That's Jamie.
But yeah, you can
that used to be my title.
Yeah, that was.
You can also come visit me in Pensacola because I'm really lonely during the day. My baby doesn't do a whole lot yet. Yeah. So
just you wait. Oh, sorry. Oh God. Tim, it's a problem.
Michael. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes, the finale was fantastic because Kevin Williamson came back and wrote it.
Yep.
And I felt bad for all the other writers because surely they saw their inept, they're terrible at their jobs. Oh, God.
Yeah, that finale was really good for a show like that. You wouldn't expect it. Yeah. Very heavy at times, but good. All right. Well, I guess that's the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, wrap it up.
Tim, where can people find you? Where are the millions?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Thanks for asking. If you want more Survivor talk, more than you can handle, I'm one of the 8 rotating co-hosts on a Tribe of Survivor podcast, as well as I am the fan favorite and most popular married man rotating co-host on the Jay and Jack Network. And those are pretty much the only places to find me regularly. That podcast I used to do is no longer on the air, Media Junkyard. And Shut Up Tim, a podcast by Robbie, hasn't recorded a new episode in a while. So
which I miss every single day. Tell Robbie
I miss it too.
I'm like looking at Tim's crotch right now. Oh,
yeah, probably again. Yeah, I think he's doing it on purpose now.
Yeah, there it is. Yes. There it is. Freeze and it froze.
You saw it here first, people. Oh no, it didn't.
No, nobody saw it. That's for the X feed. I don't know what that is. Right.
You just screen grab that.
Feed, that was just for me.
If you don't become a patron of this show, we will not show you Tim's crotch. Either way.
Yeah, my phone is dying. Bye.
Bye, Steph.
I'm dying.
That's how I blow kisses. Sorry, I've done it since I'm
And I got to say, if you are a Jay and Jack patron at the $5 level, we just recorded a broadcast Married Man crossover episode of epic proportion.
Hook us up, Timmy Boo.
Thanks to everyone's generosity, we were able to donate $580 to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation at cff.org during our 2015 live event. Hi everyone, it's Andrew from the Fallout feed, the Fallout, and the Skyrim Roundtables. On October 29th, 2016, we'll be doing a live streaming and podcasting event to raise money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation at cff.org. We will be raffling off several different packages of Fallout, Skyrim, and other special items acquired at this year's San Diego Comic-Con. For every $10 US or equivalent, you'll get a chance in the drawing. You can donate through PayPal to asapodcasting@gmail.com. Every penny raised goes directly to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation at cff.org. The raffle items and shipping will be paid for with private funds. When donating, please use the friends and family option on PayPal to limit any fees. Also, just attach a message indicating you would like to be entered into the drawing for the special items. We will be doing a drawing on the weekend of November 5th on YouTube. The live stream on October 29th will begin at 10 a.m. Eastern and will go for a 12-hour marathon of podcasting fun. You can find our broadcast live on YouTube, or the audio can be found on Mixlr.com/ASA Podcasting. Again, that's Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com/ASA Podcasting.